Is there a plant that's shaped your life? A plant you love? Plant Love Stories, a storytelling blog that started 4 years ago, wants to hear about it.
The plant love stories are, you know, a way for people to tell stories about the role of plants in their life, in their connection to people in their family, the places where they live, special memories that they have, ways that they get through hard times like COVID.
That's Bonnie McGill, a science communication fellow at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh, and a co-founder of the project. She's one of the Smith Fellows, a group of conservation scientists across the country, many of whom work on plants.
Even though plants make up 57% of the federal endangered species list, they only get about 4% of the funding. So we're interested in how do we make people care more about plants? They can kind of blend into the background.
So instead of lecturing from the podium, they turned to storytelling. McGill says it was really the brainchild of another fellow, Becky Barak, at the Chicago Botanic Garden.
You know, positive stories, hopeful stories, warm, loving stories is what some people call like hashtag hope punk, or way of being kind of radical these days when there's so much doom and gloom out there. So I think that's definitely something that's pretty different from a lot of the media we consume today. And one of the reasons I think a lot of people like it.
McGill says as someone who works in climate change communication, it's important for her to help people see the actions they can take. And that there's an alternative future that we can work toward. Anyone can submit a story to the blog.
A plant love story can be a haiku. It can be a poem, an essay. Sometimes it's just a drawing or artwork.
So what kinds of plants are people writing about?
We actually have kind of graphed out, because we're nerds, you know, the founders of Plant Love Stories, you know, we're scientists. So we've made a list of the family of all of the plant species that have appeared and kind of graphed, made a pie graph of all those different plant families. And it's just like just this pinwheel of all these different colors.
The pinwheel includes a backyard mango tree, orange lilies, a feathery asparagus fern, and McGill says, maybe not surprisingly, roses and sunflowers are common. One story that caught McGill's attention was written by Anthony Longo, a sixth grader at Queen of Angels Catholic School in Irwin, in Westmoreland County. His essay was a school assignment submitted to an annual challenge by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens that included plant love stories this year. McGill was a judge. She especially liked the drawing that accompanied Longo's piece.
It didn't say the title, but I knew immediately it was aloe. But it was a, you know, kind of a simple sort of thing, but I loved how it communicated, this is aloe.
Here's Anthony's take.
And there are just like four leaves of aloe, and they have this little like, and they almost look like spikes that I tried to draw them, and they aren't really sharp. They just kind of stick out.
I visited 12-year-old Anthony Longo at his school, so I could hear him read his essay, Aloe.
My special plant is aloe. This past summer, we went to a farm to get flowers. My mom walked to the second tent. It was filled with succulents. We decided to buy some succulents. We almost walked past the aloe. Then I looked over and saw it. I asked, can we please get this, Mom? She said yes, and we got them. When we got home, we watered them. That weekend, we put them in pots. The next day, we made a jobs chart. My little sister had to water the plants every day. I was worried, but eventually, after a couple of days of them not getting watered, I realized how they could thrive and live with little water. I was not worried about them. A couple of weeks later, I got burnt making lunch. That day, we broke one piece of aloe and squirted it on me and put a Band-Aid on it. It helped a lot. Then, we went on vacation. I thought the aloe might die because it had not been watered in a long time and we were leaving for a week. The problem was, if I were home, I could water it if it were dying, but I could not do that during vacation. When we got back, I was surprised to see it was the only plant still alive. It had so many leaves and was so strong. I was so happy we bought it. My mom was proud because she could never keep a plant alive. Then, that fall, we did not want to leave it out there to die, so we brought it in. We always forget to water it, but the aloe is okay, and it grows and grows and becomes stronger and prettier. It looks genuinely nice on our table and countertops. It brings beauty to our house, even when it is dirty. I'm happy because once one of our plants survived the fall to bring beauty to our house, and it is all because I saw it. Now that aloe is incredibly special and sits on my coffee table. I am proud of growing it and think it is beautiful. The owl hopefully will live through the winter until the spring. Thank you for listening to my plant love story.
So what happened?
Now there are so many different leaves, and all of them, if you feel them, like, you can feel how strong it is. Like, it's just a beautiful and strong plant.
Thanks to Bonnie McGill, you can see Anthony's drawing of his aloe plant at alleghenyfront.org. There's a link to Plant Love Stories there, too. And you can also follow them on social media.